I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Sister Salma Khalfan.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yet another episode of The Muslim Lady coming to you from IRIB English Radio. And we, in the last episode, were discussing about a woman as an agent of Allah, such a sublime role that she plays, that she is actually doing things instead of what Allah wants to do, employing an angel for himself. You see? So, when she is a source of happiness, she protects the honor and dignity of her husband. She gives solace to her husband, a wife, and she gets the martyr reward of half as much as a martyr. Another hadith I'd like to cite is of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was thinking the same when he spoke to Hazrat Zahra. He stated that she was the best help for worshipping the Almighty Allah by saying, Ni'amal aun fi ta'atillah. She's the best help. This is actually when you speak such words of solace and you instigate this religiosity in your husband and you give him this power of faith and hope, he will continue in a very beautiful manner instead of, you know, nagging or asking him, what did you bring? Or you're not a real man if you don't earn proper. Or why didn't you get a promotion? And all these kind of things. We should be so happy at whatever we get, and we should want that happiness as our sustenance, because women find it very, very sad when their husbands are sad. They don't like the atmosphere. But when their husband is happy and the home is, it's filled with that happiness and that peace and that tranquility. So a woman can do that. When a man is stressed, she can tell him that don't lose hope. If you are losing hope for the fact that we don't have enough sustenance, then know that the risk is from Allah. Everything arranged from Allah. If you are struggling on your part, then the rest is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you. And if you are sad for the hereafter, then there is so much time and to struggle and keep on struggling and never lose hope. Alhamdulillah, a woman has this gift in her to be very, you know, spoken, expressive, and to relate herself easier and to not bottle up her emotions, to be emotional and to make herself prove to her husband that she is a guide for her. She is like a partner, a friend for her.
My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong. Sometimes it just gets too much. I feel that I've lost touch. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
History tells us that the Holy Prophet, one day after the wedding of Imam Ali and Hazrat Zahra, went to congratulate them in their house and know about their welfare. He asked Imam Ali, how do you find your spouse? Then Imam said, I found Zahra as the best help in worshipping the Almighty Allah. The Prophet then asked the same of Hazrat Zahra, and she replied, he is also the best husband. That shows that it's a two-way street here. You know, a wife, when she does that, she receives the same from the husband. She also gets that happiness from the husband the same way. This is an example of a couple who was the most perfect couple, but they did not lay an example for their time only or for themselves only. They laid an example for us to follow. Otherwise, they had capacities that were beyond imaginations. above the angels that we couldn't even grasp. But whatever they laid as an example is within the capacity of our mu'mineen, women and men. Imam Ali in one sentence introduced the best woman in Islam and expressed the main purpose of marriage. The best woman in Islam is the one who helps her husband in worshipping Allah. Like the hadith that we mentioned of the Holy Prophet, that he's saying such are the women who are the agents of Allah. Because Allah gives hidayat, so he instills in the woman to give this hidayat and this guidance to her husband. And the main purpose of marriage, through this, he's giving solace and peace and tranquility to the husband's heart. Then don't lose heart. Be hopeful. Everything has a solution to the problem. And this is the main purpose of marriage. So we will discuss a little about living with a husband so that the wife can get a clear picture on how to go about her task of getting this peaceful situation come about, of bringing about this tranquility at home, of accomplishing the main task that she is supposed to when she gets married. Like she has examples of Bibi Fatima and Imam Ali alayhi salam in front of her. That the task of a wife is to maintain and take care of her husband. And it's not an easy undertaking, mind you. It has lots of ups and downs. But the goal here is to attain the picture at the end of the day, to get a proper result so that both the parties are not sleeping with a heavy heart. And both the parties never regret that they married each other. Those women who are aware of this feature of their role may find difficulty in fulfilling the task. It is a job for the woman who is aware that the job requires a degree of sagacity, a degree of style, a degree of intelligence. She should think, and that's why before spouse selection or when spouse selection is done and in the engagement period of time, she should read a lot about marriage, matrimony, and how to give each other their rights so that she can create this peaceful home. Inshallah, in our next episodes, we shall discuss more about this so that we can get a clearer picture of how a wife should be. Ni'mal al-awn ala ta'atillah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Blessed is your face, blessed is your name, my beloved. Blessed is your smile, which makes my soul want to fly, my beloved. All the nights and all the times that you cared for me, but I never realized it. Now it's too late, forgive me. Now I'm alone, filled with so much shame. For all the years I caused you pain. If only I could sleep in your arms again. Mother, I'm lost without you. You were the sun that brightened my day. Now who's gonna wipe my tears away? If only I knew what I know today. Mother, I'm lost without you.
Now in this part, please listen to the viewpoints of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on women's issue. Humiliating the female gender and turning women into tools for men's pleasure has been done by Western civilization and media. If a woman is determined to distinguish herself in Western societies, she has no choice but to make use of her sexual appeal. Even in formal ceremonies, women should dress in a way to appear pleasing to their beneficiaries, namely men. I believe this is the greatest blow the biggest insult and the greatest injustice as far as women are concerned. Unfortunately, there is a cultural norm in Western culture according to which women are considered the giver and men are considered the taker. Other societies followed the West and made efforts on its path. And this norm has been established in the world. If somebody says something that goes against this norm, they create uproar against him. For example, if in a society women are prohibited from wearing makeup in public places, they will create an uproar. But there will be no uproar in the world if the opposite is done. That is to say, if immodesty is promoted among women in a society, when a society promotes modesty and discourages makeup among women, dominant propaganda machines of the world create an uproar about it. This shows that there is a culture, a policy, a strategy that has been followed for many years in order to consolidate their wrong and insulting position for women. And unfortunately, this has already happened. Hujjat al-Islam, Osama Abdul Ghani.
The first need, emotional need of the spouse is that your spouse, we're talking about the rights of the wife now, your spouse needs a lot of affection and love. Hadith. This hadith is from the Prophet of Allah Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He says that if a man tells his wife that I love you, it never leaves her heart, ever. If a man tells his wife that I love her, it never leaves her heart, ever. What is explained in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt is that if you love somebody, express that love. Tell them that you love them. Talk about it. I love you, I care about you, I miss you, I appreciate you. And the husband needs to, and we have in the hadith, that the best of your women are the women who are loving, but also, now we're talking about the rights of the woman needs to hear that from you. I'll let you in on a little secret. Many times, deep into the marriage, even though people have been married for a long time, the woman does not feel emotionally secure in the marriage. She still needs to hear from you that I love you, I care about you, I appreciate you. She needs to hear those sweet words. You would think as a man, well, I told you in the beginning of the marriage, and, you know, like a lazy Muslim, like me, right? A lazy Muslim. I take this hadith of the Prophet of Allah, and it says that if a man tells his wife that he loves her, it never leaves her heart, ever. So I bring my wife in the beginning of the marriage. I sit my wife down. I say that, honey, come in here for a second. Yes? I'm about to tell you something. I love you. And that'll last you, inshallah, till the day of judgment. But that's not the, you know, just because it won't ever, she has to hear it again and again and again. I love you, I appreciate you, I care about you, you're special, you're wonderful, you're the one.
Who is the love one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah,
Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return. The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.